AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are conflicting claims by the U.S. and Iran about what happened when a U.S. drone was shot down in the Strait of Hormuz. AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The president says Iran made a very big mistake, but did not say what the consequences might be.
I don't think the president wants to go to war. There's no appetite for going to war in our country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. needs to be strong and strategic in protecting its interests, but also warns against being reckless. She says the administration today will brief top lawmakers about Iran, and Chief Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer wants to know if there's any strategy.
The president needs to explain to the American people why he's driving us towards another endless conflict in the Middle East.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country has taken many positive measures over the past year, but hasn't received an active response from the relevant party, an apparent reference to the United States. Kim is meeting in Pyongyang with China's president Xi Jinping. China's Commerce Ministry says officials from both sides are preparing for a meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping next week in Japan, but that threats and tariffs will not resolve trade tensions between the two biggest economies. President Trump is threatening to veto resolutions in Congress aimed at blocking arms sales to Saudi Arabia. The resolutions to stop the arms sales are coming up for a vote today in the Senate. Four people in a central Illinois village had to be rescued from rising waters during flash flooding and heavy rainstorms. More than 200,000 people are without power across the South. There's also flooding in the East in neighborhoods near Philadelphia. A Massachusetts woman who lived in a home where authorities found the remains of three dead babies has been cleared of second-degree murder. A judge says prosecutors did not prove Erica Murray caused the death of one of the babies she has been charged with killing. Murray was convicted on other charges, including assault and battery of a child. This is AP Radio News. Boeing is trying to revive interest in 737 MAX jets.
Boeing VP Ihsan Munir says several companies around the world are considering new 737 MAX orders. He was at the Paris Air Show.
We've been devastated by the two accidents, the loss of life. Our teams have been reflecting on this daily since it happened. And to come to this show and receive such a strong expression of support from our customers, from many industry partners, it's been very, very touching, and it's been very humbling.
IAG, owner of British Airways and several other carriers, signed a letter of intent for 200 MAX aircraft worth $24 billion. I'm Rita Foley.
A new APNORC poll shows Americans prefer a space program that focuses on potential asteroid impact, scientific research, and using robots to explore the cosmos over sending humans back to the moon or to Mars. I'm Ed Donahue. AP Radio News.